Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Welcome back from the hiatus. Hope you had a good couple of weeks off during the spring break. And God willing, we're going to go through finishing off chapter 5 and then chapter 6. And God willing, we'll take our summer hiatus here in season 4 and then into season 5. God willing, Yemir Tashem, Bli Neder. We're looking at the Mishnah of chapter 5, Mishnah 10, talking about giving. Who's the best type of giver? Who is really the best type of temperament to have and the best type of giving personality to have, a generous type of personality? Arba midos bad adam. There are four types of people, four types of dispositions, four types of temperaments. Ha'omer shali shali v'shalcha shalach. One who says, what is mine, and what is yours, zum midos beinus. That's average. That's an average person. Mine is mine, yours is yours. I'll make the line in between, and we don't have to interposition in ourselves. V'yesh omrim zumira sedom. Some say this is the trait of a sedom. Some say this is what a sedom person would do because he doesn't care about your stuff and he doesn't care about your well-being or your needs. He cares about his stuff and he says, you care about your stuff. I'm not really involved with this. But shali shalach v'shalcha shali am ha'aretz. My stuff is yours and yours is mine. He's an Amma Aretz. What's mine is yours and what's yours is mine is an Amma Aretz. Things are being exchanged, and that's not the right way of going things either. Shali shalach v'shalcha shalach. What is mine is yours and what is yours chassid. This is a pious person because he says, I want to give. My stuff is yours, and your stuff is yours. You use your stuff, gazunta hate. You use my stuff, gazunta hate. Give, give, give. Be generous. That should be the idea of a spouse to a spouse. That should be the idea of a man to his wife. What's yours is yours. What's mine is yours. You could take anything you want. You could use anything you want. You're cold, take the sweatshirt off my back. You need an extra layer, take the shirt off my back. I will literally give you the shirt off my back. I'll literally give you the food off my plate in a hygienic way. Don't worry. But being a generous person, you have your stuff and you could have my stuff. I don't need your stuff, but you could take my stuff. A really generous person, a pious person, is what we should aspire to. And then we say, v'shalcha shali, v'shali shali, rasha. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine, that's a wicked person. That's the complete opposite of what we're trying to do. So the four types of people, mine is mine, yours is yours. He's not generous, Rabbi Yonah points out. For he does not want the world to benefit from his property. He also does not want to benefit from others, because one who hates gifts will live. This is average. Some say it's Sodom. Statement raises a question. How could it be that the sages of the Talmud disagreed about the classification of midos? Everyone is familiar with them and agrees as to what they are. The prophet Yechezkel explicitly states that withholding charity is the midah of Sodom. Our sages often call one who does so totally wicked. As it says in Yechezkel, behold, this was the sin of Sodom, your sister. She and her daughters had pride, sufficient bread, and peaceful serenity, but she did not strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Must be that they disagree only about the specific characteristic the Mishnah refers to, namely giving charity is required of him, because he is God-fearing, but not because he is generous. By nature, he is not a giver, but a miser. Even if he is not naturally generous, he still does give to the poor when asked because he is God-fearing. If so, what does it matter what sort of nature he has? His actions are average, and his actions are the important thing. Others say that his behavior is characteristic of Sodom, that its roots are evil, and that it is far from generosity. However, regarding one who does not support the poor or destitute at all, there is no discussion. Everyone agrees that this behavior is evil. Heaven forbid that the sages of the Mishnah would consider it average. Their conflict of opinion concerns only one who gives charity not due to generous nature, but because he fears God. Is this behavior average or is it Sodom? Mine is yours and yours is mine is an Amma Aretz. He's called an Amma Aretz because he wants to perfect the world by taking from one and giving to another in order to increase love among mankind. This may be good for society, but it does not say much for his wisdom. An Amma Aretz does not know that one who hates gifts will live. It was a praiseworthy midah, and the best midah of all is to give and not receive. That's the root of Ahava, Hav, Rabbi Dessler points out, in Mechta Me'el. Therefore, he is always called an Amma Aretz, because he wants to make the world a better place, but does not have the wisdom to actually do so. What is mine is yours, and yours is pious. He has left behind the middle levels altogether, gone to the utmost extreme of generosity and despising gifts. He wants to give to others without them giving to him. His midos are beyond the letter of the law, and therefore he's called pious. This is the definition of pious throughout the Talmud, as we find in our sages' words. This refers to the attribute of piety. What's yours is mine, what's mine is wicked. He has gone beyond the worst extreme and reached the depths of destruction. So when you think about someone who has the personality, someone who has a generous nature, someone who's a giving person, that's someone that would give the shirt off his back, that's someone that would do anything he can, especially for the spouse, especially for the kids. What's yours is yours. You keep it, you use it, you enjoy it, you benefit from it. And you could use anything from me, you could take anything from me. I want you to be helped. I want you to feel that you have everything. What's yours is yours, and what's mine is yours. That's the type of temperament we should have in general. That's the type of nature we should have in general. To be generous in nature, to be generosity given and generosity driven, to do what we can for others, to give to others, and to make sure that we could do for others as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk on the PAL, different types of actual temperaments, different types of how people go about, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.